Those are them with the solid and support and shovel. Continue. D'accord. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his immense barak and khair upon us that Alhamdulillah allowed us to come to the masjid, mashallah. And this masjid, alhamdulillah, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the best of all places to be in, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We thank Allah azza wa jal for all the bounties given on us, mashallah. And this topic today is a very blessed, mubarak topic. Something I want to ask you just to check the time for me, okay? I might go over a lot, so just check, okay? Inshallah. I don't mind, okay? Because, mashallah, from the topic of generosity and karam, that the person is given bounties upon bounties, right? These blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, my brothers and elders in Islam, we're all surrounded by Allah's generosity. You and I are surrounded in every moment of our lives and our existence. You and I are surrounded by the generosity, the karam of the Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His Fadl has given us absolutely everything. Everything you and I have received in this world was not because you and I deserved it. You and I, whatever we received in this world, because Allah chose to give because He's Kareem. My brothers and elders in Islam, you and I must recognize, this is the first and foremost, most important point, that you and I must recognize the karam, the generosity of Allah Ta'ala upon all of us. Because in reality, every breath that we retake, every oxygen that comes in our noses, every time our heart beats, every time we can blink, every time we can move our tongues and speak to anyone or make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that is because of the generosity of the Rahman. Allah Azza wa Jal, every moment of our lives, brothers and elders in Islam, for every moment you are here, Allah Ta'ala says, this is from my karama upon you. This is a great miracle of Allah and a great generosity from Him. Alhamdulillah, we are all given from Allah's bounty. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the eyes that we have, who gave it to us? The ears that we have, who gave it to us? The mouth that He gave, who gave it to us? You're not so hungry. You can say Allah, please. Inshallah, right? The mouth that He gave, that we have, who gave it to us? The clothes that we have, who gave it to us? The mashallah, the family that we have, who gave it to us? The money that we have, who gave it to us? Allahu Rabbul Alameen gave us all these things. Alhamdulillah. This is why you say Alhamdulillah. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, you and I did not deserve any of these things. Allah Ta'ala just said, because of my favor and my bounty upon you, I give it to you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when we understand this point, you understand the value and the most important thing about mal, which is mashallah, it is something in the Quran, and I went through it as much as I could within the short amount of time I had for preparation. I went to the Quran as much as I could, and I only found words that Allah, when He describes mal, He describes it in such beautiful ways. What does Allah Ta'ala say about it? In one place, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا تُعِذَنَّ عَنْهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ. In one place, Allah Ta'ala describes mal and wealth as being one of the, as a mercy from Allah. One place, Allah Ta'ala describes mal as rahmah from Allah Ta'ala. Another place, Allah Ta'ala describes mal, وَبْتَغُوا مِّن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah calls it from His fazl and His karam. Allah Ta'ala says from His grace and His bounty. And what else does Allah describe mal as in the Quran? Allah Ta'ala says,
every time you rotate the chair, it pulls the laptop. Pull the laptop.
You should be careful with it. Yes, today's is very, very excellent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes mal in the Quran, He describes it as His rahmah. He describes it as His fadl. He describes it as zina, as the beauty of this world. Al-mal wal-banoon Zinatul Hayatid Dunya. Allah describes wealth in such beautiful words. Another place in the Quran, Allah calls it khayr, right? وَإِنَّكُمْ what is Allah says Muhammad? It says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That surely for the love of good, he definitely loves the good. What is the good here? You look at the Mufassirin, they say, it is mal, it is having wealth from Allah Ta'ala. Is mal is what yamilu nafsu ilayh, that you have inclination towards wealth. And this is natural. Allah doesn't make this built into human beings. Zuyina lin nasi hubbu shahawat min an-nisa wal banin wal qanatir wal qantara. Allah Ta'ala says, has been beautified in the eyes of man, that he loves his desires. What are the desires Allah Ta'ala says? Min an-nisa, he loves women, mashallah. You know, subhanAllah. You know, Allahu Akbar, right? The guy who comes, the young guy who comes and says, Shaykh, I like women. I say, okay, that's a good problem. MashaAllah. You know, it's not like in today's time, we have a lot of other weird problems you have to deal with. Allahu Akbar. The fact you, mashallah, like girls, that's a normal thing, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, there's nothing to be ashamed of. That should be the norm, right? If you hit 30, 35, and you don't like girls anymore, it might be a problem there. Something might be functioning anymore, you know? SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala give afiyat, ya Rabb. The whole thing is that, subhanAllah, the love of women is natural. The love of children is natural. The love of qanatir muqantara. Allah Ta'ala says, stacks upon stacks. Qanatir is the word that you use for bridges, right? Allah Ta'ala says, qintaran, qintaran. You guys love mountains and mountains of gold and silver. If you had mountains and mountains of gold and silver, would you not be happy? Wallahi, subhanAllah. People are really sad about the Bitcoin train. Yeah, I missed it. What can you do? SubhanAllah. But you wish you could have the gold and silver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in such beautiful words. He says that this is from the things that he's made beautiful for you and I. And this is the thing, mashallah. Every man, he is the happiest. I don't care who you are. Every man, he is the happiest when, mashallah, he is making money. Don't lie to me. Don't deny it to me. Allah ta'ala, he says in the Quran, as a means of telling us that, mashallah, this is my bounty on you. It's the fadl of Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never criticizes mal. Because again, mal is from Allah's rahmah. It's from his fadl. It's from the khayr of Allah ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala criticizes in the Quran is not the idea of mal, but how you use the mal. How do you use the wealth? الَّذِينَ يَبَخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Those who are stingy. Those who are stingy. And they command other people to become stingy. Allah ta'ala says, those are bad people. What does Allah say about these people? Fawaid, destruction be on those people that don't give what Allah told them to give. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا ظُهُورُهُمْ وَكُنُوزُهُمْ. I'm sorry, Sir Muhammad. The ayah which speaks about zakat, when on the day of judgment, when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zakat will come and Allah will say, you didn't give this much money in your zakat. So what will the zakat be made into? Allah says, it will be melted. And then this person will be branded. He'll be the gold and silver, the wealth that he did not give in zakat, will be taken and put onto his back, and he'll be branded from the wealth that he did not give. People who are stingy, people who do not give, people who love to give preference to this world over the next. These are things which Allah describes as people that he does not like that he gives them wealth for. And many places in the Quran, Allah describes like this. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to recognize the warning signs. Because I'm telling you, a bakhil, it's not a bakhil because he is stingy after having money. A bakhil, a stingy person, was always stingy. He was always stingy when he was poor or rich. The only difference is the poor man's stinginess does not show, whereas the rich man's stinginess, it shows. Allah that makes izhar of the stinginess of the rich man. But the poor person, he's like the same. Because why? He wishes he had the money. So then he'd be stingy like everyone else. This is what happens to everybody, right? May Allah forgive and protect us. We forget our roots. We forget where we came from. So Allah gives us many examples throughout the Quran. One of the first and foremost is Qarun. Qarun in the Quran is a very, very ajeeb person. He was someone whereas Bani Israel is getting kicked to the post, from pillar to post, being put through such difficulty in adab, such hardship Bani Israel is going through. There's a man who is the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's cousin, mashallah, the name a guy called Qarun. Whereas Musa alayhi salam and his people are suffering, they find no help or comfort or any rahmat. What do they find? Qarun. The treasures that he have are so massive. The treasures that he has are so massive that the keys that are in the mafatihu latanubu bil usba ulil quwa, in order to carry the keys that he had, either because the keys were so large, in order to open his treasures, there had to be a whole group of men to pick up these keys and put them into the locks. This is how much money this man has. You ever see like the key to the city? You see, it's a huge little key, right? It's a big key, right? SubhanAllah. Qarun might have had those keys. Or that the number of the keys that he had Or so many. Because you and I, some of us, mashallah, janitors wouldn't have our keys. You ever see janitor keys? There's so many on there, Allah knows which one is which anymore, right? Allahu Akbar, right? They had so many keys that they had to have a group of men carrying all the keys for Qarun's treasures. This is how rich he was. Bani Israel is suffering right next to him. They're going to adab and difficulty. All he has to do is open up one of his treasures and give it to Bani Israel and help them out, give them a favor. Right? So they go and tell him something beautiful. They say some beautiful words to him. You know, they go and say, if qala al-qawmu la tafrah, inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Don't be arrogant. Allah does not like those who boast and those who are arrogant. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. This is beautiful, mashallah. They tell him, please desire what is in the hereafter. And don't forget about your portion in this world. Islam never tells you to become a poor person. All Islam tells you to give a portion of your wealth. Not to become poor, but give a portion of your wealth in thinking about people who are around you. Qarun was not like that. And again, they reminded him. And they said, Qarun, just give a little bit of your wealth to us, thinking about the desire of the hereafter, and the rest of it, inshallah, don't forget your portion of the dunya. Take what you need, right? MashaAllah. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good the same way Allah did good to you. Right? وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't desire mischief in the world. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He goes, they say it very clearly to him. Allah doesn't like those who corrupt. Qarun was told this reminder. And he said to them, you know, because where did Qarun get his money from? Qarun got his money from because he was someone who used to work with Fir'aun. They said that he used to work with Fir'aun and used to give information from Bani Israel to Fir'aun, subhanAllah, and used to sell and rat his people out. What you call an informant today. This man was working the game way back before we understood what informants were. Such a terrible thing he used to do. The people came to him, give him a nice reminder. Oh, Qarun, just please give a little bit of what you have. A little bit of what you have. That's all it is. Qarun goes and says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He says, what are you saying Allah gave me this? What are you saying Allah did good to me? What are you saying about design hereafter? I got this because of my knowledge. I got this because I was intelligent. I got this because I was wise and I was smart. He completely forgets the karam of Allah, that Allah gives him the oxygen, gives him the hands and the legs and the feet and the arms and everything around him. Allah gave it to him. He forgot absolutely everything. So he used to walk around, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He used to come out to people showing off the wealth that he had, completely boastful, completely arrogant, with no humility whatsoever, becoming this type of person before all of the people around him. He used to become like this. People used to say, you know, oh, man, we wish we had what Qarun had. And the people of knowledge used to say, don't say that. Don't say that. That which Allah that I gave you is good for you. And no one's going to understand that except the patient people. Then what happens is for Qarun, ultimately, Allah that opens up the ground. Qarun, he goes submerged inside, the earth swallows him and swallows all of his treasures, immediately, completely. Because what does the mal go, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I cannot say it better than what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said it. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that, inna li kulli ummatin fitna, wa fitnatu ummati al-mal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every ummah has a fitna. Every ummah has a trial. And the trial of my ummah is in money. It's never been that Muslims have no resources. I'm telling you. Muslims have always had resources. You've heard this multiple times from myself. The lack of resources has never been the problem of the ummah. The lack of hearts has been the problem of the ummah. So Qarun was an example Allah is giving us as a reminder. Be careful of failing the test of man. Because the test that you and I have before us is to use it in the best way, mashallah. Another example in the Quran is the example of the person in the Surah Al-Kahf. A profound example. Profound example is about these two friends. Allah talks about them. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ. That جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا, we made for one of them جَنَّتَيْن مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ. Tell them, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give them an example of two guys. One of them was a man who Allah Ta'ala said, we gave him two gardens, amazing gardens. They're gardens that were just completely out of grapes. You would walk in and you would see grapevines and trusses and all these different fences holding all these different grapes. You would see from the bottom all the way to the top, grapes upon grapes, mashallah. And you would tell yourself, oh, these grapes are wonderful, but grapes are very fragile. If something falls on the grapes, what happens to the grapes? They get smushed. So what did Allah do? وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. We surrounded all of the grapes with date palm trees. So now he has his grapes, mashallah. And then he has his date palms. The date palms are doing two things. One is they're giving him dates every year, and he gets benefit from the dates. The second thing is that they provide shelter and security for the grapes. So now he doesn't need to build a fence. Many of us have to build fences. His fence was built in from Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave him the fence. Allah gave him the grapes. He sells the grapes. He sells the dates. And mashallah, the produce keeps coming. If that wasn't enough, Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him the two parts of the grapes. In the middle, mashallah, we gave him a plantation. A plantation where he can plant wheat, etc. He plants it in the middle. So he has grape gardens. And in the middle, he has plantations where he can put down wheat, etc. And around everything, mashallah, he has a date palm trees. They're acting like barriers and guards for him, subhanAllah. This man has been given everything. Allah says, وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَقْلٍ وَجَعَلَّا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلُمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. This is such a profound garden. Allah says that these two gardens, we gave the produce, ukulaha, the produce that comes out. Every grape, because if you guys work on farms, because mashallah, you all go to Wegmans and stuff, so you never see, these are all A quality, right? A quality fruits. A quality A apples. A quality. You know, mashallah, they're like super good class. But there's B quality and C quality. These are things you never see. Because why? Because they're the ones that when you look at the apple, oh, it has like a little mark on it. You know, there's a dog on it, right? There's a mark on it. There is some of them are different colors. They're not the right color, right? When you look at tomatoes, for example, right? Because not all tomatoes are red, right? SubhanAllah. Some of them come out yellow. Some of them come out green, right? But the green ones and yellow ones, they don't sell in the market. So what do they have to do? Those are bad ones. They're not consumables. So they have to remove them. The farmers have to find a different market to sell. They'll sell only the nice ones in Market Basket and Wegmans, etc. They're not going to sell the bad ones. This man's produce, and obviously a farmer is going to lose. He grows the plants, but some of them are going to give and some of them are not going to give. Every single grape that came out of this man's gardens were A-class. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Not even one fell on the wrong spot. Everything was perfect in this garden, Allah says. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُ نَهَرًا. Sheikh, there must be something you have to do for this garden, right? Something you have to do. Maybe you have to water them. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُ نَهَرًا. Between them, Allah says, we made a river. So now he doesn't even need to irrigate them. There's nothing he has to do. The crops are there. The plantation is there. The date palms are there. And the water is even there. So now he has to do absolutely nothing. Naturally, وَكَانَ لَهُ الثَّمَرُ. He's making profit. The man has been given a blessing from Allah. Then in every way you look at it, he has all the risk that he needs, the man that he needs, everything is there. فَقَالِ صَاحِبِي وَيُحَاوِرُهُ. But then he talks to his friend and discusses with him, saying what? أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَعَزُ نَفَرًا. He says, I have more money than you. And I have more children than you. Ajib. And you and I think like, subhanAllah, how could someone talk about this? I'm telling you, a lot of our dinner parties are literally this. Literally this. That one guy is just talking about how much money he's made. Or how much his car costs. Or how much he's been doing this and this, right? Someone, mashallah, can be doing it to show his ni'mah, to say alhamdulillah. Majority of times, just to boast and show how much I make before everyone else. So that you can feel good about how I feel about myself. Allahu Akbar, right? Allah forgive us. This man started to say, I have more money than you. And I have more children than you. Allah says he entered his garden. But this man was, he wronged himself in every step of the way. Right? And he said, I don't think ever this garden is going to disappear. This garden I have is going to stay forever. Man, subhanAllah, we're going to live here. We're going to die here. We're going to do everything here. This garden is a permanent garden for myself. This is the way he thought. Right? He goes and says, and you know this day of judgment stuff. God knows if it will happen or not. If I was to be forced back to Allah anyways, I'll find good with Allah too. MashaAllah, I live in a Jannah and I'm going to go to Jannah at the end. Okay, subhanAllah, this is the type of person we find. And this is the type of people that we find in our own lives. A person who did some great ibadah. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Allah bless you even more. But many times, subhanAllah, we do the ibadah to brag to people we did the ibadah. The man is praying his tahajjud. Why does anyone need to know? Don't tell anyone about the tahajjud. Just between you and bainaka wa bain Allah. That was your secret conversation with Allah. You made your hajj. MashaAllah, you got to kiss the hajjul aswad like 15 times. Tabarakallah, mashaAllah. You don't have to tell me how many people had to wrestle to get into there. People are literally telling us how they RKO John Cena at someone when they got in there. Bro, I don't care. I really don't care, mashaAllah. May Allah reward you and increase you. But talking about these things, you know, these are private matters, mashaAllah. These are ibadah. Ibadah is a private matter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it means to be kareem, right? A generous person is not looking for people to give him a handshake and say, good job, man. You know, let's put your name on the wall. The generous person is saying, Allah, if you accept it, that's more than enough. That's kareem. This man, subhanAllah, he's saying, I don't think the day of judgment is going to happen. Probably not. If I got to go back to Allah anyways, I'll find good with Allah Ta'ala. The man he was talking to, he said, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Are you really disbelieving in the one that created you from dirt? Summa min notfa, then created you from a filthy fluid. Summa sawaka, from that filthy fluid, sawaka rajula. Where was your money then? Where was the money then? Where Allah just shaped you from being a dirty fluid into making you into a pristine, prime form man. Who made you into that, brothers of Islam? When you were inside the mother's womb, when there was no date palms, no grapes, no food, no water, nothing, no oxygen even, subhanAllah. Who is the one providing you while you're in the mother's womb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how do you disbelieve in Allah? Lakinnahu Allahu Rabbi. He says, but that's my Allah, my Lord. You know, he got insulted, man. He got insulted. This man, he brought him for the dawah to show him the garden. And he starts to say, bro, you're actually a really low guy. You drive a really bad car. And my car is like a Mercedes Tesla, whatever. You don't have the Tesla and I don't have me. I got the Tesla and I don't have me, right? I got that. You don't have it. And he goes, look at my house. You don't have it. You don't have children like I have. SubhanAllah, this whole time, he's just picking on him and fighting him and making him feel down. SubhanAllah. I'm telling you, mashallah, as a reference point, because many of us, Allahu Akbar, we go through this on the receiving end. On the receiving end. That people are just here to show off what they have, and we're just like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Like, subhanAllah, what am I supposed to do? Right? Ajib, the prestige points, right? People looking for prestige. This man was talking and talking and talking, and then his friend said, as a good reminder, he said, do you disbelieve in Allah? My Lord is Allah, right? And my Lord Allah has not, he's never done wrong with me, right? Fa'asa Rabbi, he said, perhaps my Lord, ayyutani khayra min jannatik. Maybe Allah will give me better than your Jannah. And maybe, perhaps, that Jannah which you love so much, maybe Allah Ta'ala will make an azab come down and destroy the Jannah entirely. He said, maybe it will happen. You never know. Right? فَتُصْبِحَ Maybe something will happen where water will come. It'll submerge the garden entirely. You never know, brother. He talks this big game. And this man, he was offended and his heart was hurt. This man is a wali of Allah. They say, Man aada li waliyan, faqad aadantu bil harb. Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, that whoever harms my friend, my wali, Allah Ta'ala says, I declare war on that individual. So when he started to say these offensive things to this man, Allah Ta'ala took vengeance on behalf of the man. So Allah destroyed the man's garden and destroyed the date palms. How was it destroyed? Right? That the date palms that used to protect the garden fell on it. So the same date palms that were there to shield it were the same ones that destroyed it. He raised his hands like this. And he goes, why? How? And at that last moment when he realized that everything belongs to Allah and nothing belongs to him, he said, Ya laytani, lam ushrik bi Rabbi ahada. Oh, why did I make shirk with Allah? Why did I do wrong with Allah? I shouldn't have done it. And he makes his tawbah. The Mufassirin, right, mashallah, from his sincere, genuine tawbah that he recognized his mistake at the end. They say Allah that restored and returned his garden to him, mashallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, these are the ni'mas from Allah. Brothers need to understand, brothers of Islam, this mal has an amana. It is a fitna, it is a test from Allah. And it has an amana on us. Allah gave it to us with the trust that you will use it in the right way. And so this is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And this is one last story we'll mention, inshallah ta'ala, about people that need to understand what they need to do with it. It mentioned in Surah Al-Qalam about these one bo these this group of boys. They had a very rich and wealthy father. The wealthy father, mashallah, had a beautiful garden. And his job, mashallah, he was an amazing person. One third of the garden will go out in sadaqah. One third of the garden will go out to sadaqah. One third will go to himself. And one third he will reinvest into the garden again. He used to give so much sadaqah. The boys got so mad. They said, why is it that dad is doing this? It's a waste of money. We can very much, you know, profit even more if we stop the sadaqah. So the way of the father was, every morning he would open up the garden for the poor people. So all the masakeen would come and they would go inside the garden and they would take whatever they want and they would leave very happily every day. So the boys, they planned, right? Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah iz aqsamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin. They said that in the morning, we're going to pick and pluck all of the fruits so they don't get anything. When the poor people come in, they'll find no more fruits on the things. SubhanAllah. When they come in, what are they going to say? Sorry, there's nothing for you. And so then they'll come in the next day. Sorry, nothing for you. And so they'll pluck everything. لَا يَسْبِرِمُنَّا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. He said, no exception. We're going to pluck everything. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ فَأَصْبَحُ. Then it says, وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. That while they were sleeping, when they made such a terrible plot, Allah has sent an azab on the garden. So they woke up. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ فَتَنَادَوْا مُصْبِحِينَ أَنْ يَغْدُوا عَلَى حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. They come out and they say, are you guys ready? Let's go. They took out their sickles and their scythes and they took out all the different shovels they had. They're ready to do all this work, right? They come to the garden excited. Once their father passed away and everything, the garden is theirs, right? So they go in and they see everything is gone. And they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. They say this, Inna kunna zalimeen. We were making wrong. We did wrong. Because when we made the intention not to give sadaqah, we didn't realize what sadaqah really was. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is sadaqah? The ulama, they say, and this is the thing, sadaqah is not that you are giving away your own money to Allah. What you're giving is that which Allah gave you, that which came from Allah, you're just giving back to Allah. That is what sadaqah is. The ulama said it very beautifully. Inna Allah a'taakum qarda. Allah gave you a loan. Wasa'alukumuhu qarda. And Allah that asked you back as a loan. That's all it is. What is the test? It's like the example of a son. You go to your kids, mashallah, and you give them, you go and say, Baba, I'm giving you $1. Right? And then you give it to the $1, and he's very happy. He finally has $1. One, mashallah, George Washington dollar. And he's so excited about this $1. And you say, Beta, can I have it back? What does the son say? No, Ajib, bukhul is deep. Bukhul is deep. People think it's in the hand. It's never been in the hand. It's in the heart. It's in the qalb. You have to remove stinginess from your heart. And the only way to remove it from your heart is to recognize that none of this belonged to me anyways. The dalil of this, if you want the dalil in the hujjah, Sheikh, you made a big claim now. What is the dalil? Your dalil is the reality of what you are in the grave. What house do you take in the qabr? What money do you take in the qabr? What family you take in the qabr? Nothing belongs to you, brothers of Islam. When you leave this world, you leave it the same way you came in, with nothing to nothing. You were from turab, you return to turab. That's all it is. From dirt to dirt, that's all it is. That's what we are. So now a person needs to understand, Allah says to us, the ulama, they wrote this, the salaf used to say, Allah gave you as a loan, and all he wants back is a loan. And if you give back to Allah as a loan, he will grant you barakah and khayr, and he will multiply the reward by 10, to 20, to 30, ila ad'afin kathira. In the Quran, Allah describes it in such profound ways. Allah says, the one who spends for Allah, Allah gives that person 700 times, right? 700 times. And then Allah says, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah increases to whomever he wants, mashallah. This is what Allah tells us about sadaqah. Recognize, my brothers in Islam, recognize what sadaqah really is. Sadaqah is just going to open the channels of Allah's rizq for you. What Allah wants to do is pour his rizq on you, but he needs to see some good deeds from it. And I tell you, subhanAllah, people nowadays have become so stingy. Even today, my brothers in Islam, kids, subhanAllah, will come and say, why do I have to give zakat? Why do I have to give zakat? Isn't this such a tax? Isn't this a big burden? I said, what do you think zakat is, man? $100. From $100, how much are you giving in zakat? 2.5, right? 2.5%. What is that from $100? $2.50. It's like one and like two Snickers bars and like some bubble gum. Right, subhanAllah. That same $2 can, mashallah, feed a person in Bangladesh for a whole day. Allahu Akbar, the roti, the food, the dal, the chawal, all these different things, mashallah, are very, very cheap when you look at how much it really costs. That same $2.50, you have $97.50. Allah said, for every $100, that's all you have to give. If it's $1,000, how much are you giving? $25. What's your insurance for your car? What's the cable bill? Right? What's the phone bill? Right? What's your wife bill? SubhanAllah, right? That is also, mashallah, a certain amount, Allahu Akbar, that person has to give. Allahu Akbar. Allah does ask for the least amount of that. And Allah does say, if you give zakat, you're a good man. You're a good man. You did your fard. That is your fard, right? That's the obligation. Everything else, Allah does say, if you want, Allah says, I will give. If you want, Allah says, I will give. And he encourages us. Let go of the dollar. Let go of the 10. Let go of the 20. Let go of the 30. Give to your heart's content. This is what it means. When you recognize that you don't have hubbul dunya anymore. Love of dunya. It's all hubbul akhirah. I have this money, mashallah, now. My bank account is loaded, mashallah. I'm thinking now, where can I make the proper investment? Al-mal wal-banoon, zinatul hayatid dunya, wal-baqiyatul salihat, khayrun inda rabbika, wa khayrun amala. Allah there says, the mal and the children are beautiful things of this world. They're beautiful. To have children is beautiful. To have money, mashallah, I don't, you and I would be in the same, man. If you see hundreds of thousands of dollars in your bank account, mashallah, no, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Allah says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. But those permanent things that last with Allah are better. Those permanent things that last with Allah, which are better. This is what we need to think for ourselves. And I'll give you, inshallah, the Quran, mashallah, has the example of just two wonderful individuals that give sadaqah in mass and in ways you can never even imagine. One is Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam was incredible. Allah that talks about Dawood alayhi salam. That we gave a ni'mah to Dawood. We gave fadl to Dawood. We gave him wealth and wealth, mashallah. We taught him how to make iron. And so what did he used to do with it? He used to craft and he used to make iron for his warriors, for his soldiers. And he used to provide and provide. And he used to give so much fi sabilillah. The books talk about the sadaqat of Dawood alayhi salam. How much he used to give, how much he used to do. But the sadaqat Dawood alayhi salam is very small compared to the amal that he used to do. This is what I'm telling everyone. Most more important, Kareem, to be Kareem, is not only that you have, mashallah, lots of money, you give sadaqah. To be Kareem is that, mashallah, your time, your effort, your wealth, all of it is generous. You're generous with your time, and you're generous with your effort, and you try your best, no matter where you are, to be as generous as you can. What is the heart of a Kareem person? He's Shakirillah. Who was Dawood alayhi salam? He used to own a country, take care of a military, be one of the leaders on the army. Yet, subhanAllah, he had Som of Dawood. What is the Som of Dawood, brothers and sisters in Islam? One day he would fast, one day he wouldn't fast. This is literally nisful hayat. Half of his life was in fasting. And he was someone, subhanAllah, that used to stay in tahajjud at nighttime. Rasulullah says, the afdal siyam is siyamu Dawood. And afdal ibadah wal qiyam, qiyamu Dawood. That the best of all fasting is Dawood alayhi's fast. And the best of all standing is Dawood alayhi's standing. What do you used to stand? Half the night he used to sleep. MashaAllah, one third of the night he used to wake up and used to do ibadah of Allah. And one third, one sixth of the night, the remaining portion, he used to go back to sleep and take rest. I'm telling you, it's not even hard. The Salah of Dawood, you're like, Mawlana, I can't do that. I didn't ask you to do that. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, the Qiyam of Dawood, MashaAllah, is very feasible. All you have to do is sleep at 10 p.m. No one wants to sleep early, though, subhanAllah. We're sleeping at 2 a.m., not even making tahajjud, right, subhanAllah. One guy got newly married, MashaAllah, and I was talking to him. He's like, oh yeah, you know, like he was like, yeah, I'm up all night. I'm just really busy, mashallah. I'm like, oh, you're busy, mashallah. I can get it, mashallah. Right? He's like, yeah, I just keep talking to my wife to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. I'm like, mashallah, you prayed tahajjud? He's like, no, I didn't pray tahajjud. I said, what can I do, man? Subhanallah, what can I do? I said, at least do rakat padhna chahiye, right? You stayed up to 2 a.m. playing Fortnite or whatever, you know, some Doom Boom games, Call of Duty, whatever. Then subhanAllah, get up and pray some 2 rakats. Be grateful. A generous person is not just generous in his money. The generous person recognizes that Allah Ta'ala, he's shukrwala. He's grateful to Allah. Allah, you gave me this. Allah, you gave me this. And this is the bounty from Allah Ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm telling you, a lot of students, a lot of children never recognize what it means to go from poverty to richness to wealth. This is the thing, right? We have, unfortunately, we've created a mizaj in our communities. The mizaj is about people who know what money is, but never know what poverty is, right? SubhanAllah. We were people that Allahu Akbar, I'm telling you, they say, when they asked me what was my room, I said, room. I shared my room with my four brothers. We slept on the same bed. Right, when I go back home to New York, I still don't have a bed. I sleep on the sofa. Like, subhanAllah, right? Because everyone else takes up a room. What are you talking about, room? These kids, mashallah, they have their separate rooms. I say, Allahu Akbar, what a ni'mah from Allah. And I tell you, subhanAllah, I'm not even saying I have a lot. Trust me. Even that is greater than people in Palestine. Even that is greater than people in Gaza, and people in Uyghur, and people in Rohingya, and so many people in Sudan, and so many people all over the world. What you and I have as ni'mah is so much from Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time when he was so hungry, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so hungry, so he called the Sahaba. He came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was walking in the street. Rasulullah saw Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr is hungry too. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Abu Bakr, how are you feeling? How is your health? How are you doing?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, after I saw you, I'm completely satisfied. If I after I saw you, Ya Rasulullah, I'm so satisfied. I'm okay." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'm a little hungry." And then he said, he finds Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, "Ya Umar, how are you feeling, Umar?" Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, jua. I'm hungry, Ya Rasulullah." And the Prophet says, "I'm hungry too. Let's go." And so they go up to a Sahabi's house. That Sahabi, subhanAllah, he's not home. The wife is there. She opens the door for them and says, oh Prophet of Allah, my husband is not home yet. He'll be home soon." So the Prophet waits. They wait outside till the husband comes back, right? That's the adab you're supposed to do. So then what happens is the husband comes back. He's like holding like some water that he just got from the well and everything. And he sees the Prophet says, waiting outside in the heat. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, please come in." And then he, mashallah, he opens up a dastrakhan. He opens up a sufra and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, sit down." And he goes through his date palms and he puts out all the dates he can, right? He really rips off the branches and gives them to Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. The Prophet sees his excitement and he's like really jittery, right? And then he sees that he brought all the water and the dates and he took out a knife, about to go slaughter some goats. Rasulullah said, "Please don't slaughter the milking goat. You know, you need that for the family." His man was so excited, he might slaughter the milking goat too, right? So he slaughtered one of the goats, he prepares it. And he brings it before Rasulullah. And subhanAllah, they eat the dates, they drink the water, and they eat some of the goat meat, mashallah. And the Prophet said, "Wallahi, this is the ni'mah that Allah will ask you about on the Day of Judgment." Umar got so shocked, he flipped the dates by accident. He was so shocked. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, we were hungry and we're going to be asked about these things." Rasulullah said, "Yes, this is what you're going to be asked about. If this is the bare minimum, brothers of Islam, what about everything else? Subdue that and remove that through sadaqah." This is what Rasulullah he told us. He said that the sadaqah tutfil khati'ah, all sins will be forgiven because of sadaqah. That a person, mashallah, will find heat and anxiety. By sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will give him the removal of those sins. You committed lots of sins. You want to be forgiven from Allah? Make give sadaqah. Make niyyah to give sadaqah. What else do we find, brothers of Islam? Rasulullah said, Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. You want shifa for your family members. Sadaqah is the means of shifa. Why is this the case, brothers of Islam? Because Ibn Mas'ud, he's reading the Quran and he read an ayah that was so beautiful to him. So he paused, he took out his students, and said, "Oh, students, I have something to tell you. That when you give sadaqah, it does not go to the hand of the one you're giving sadaqah to. When you give sadaqah, it first goes to Allah's hand. It goes to Allah's hand. Allah that takes it and He loves it and He grows it. And then it goes to the person that you're actually giving it to." Then Ibn Mas'ud said, "I have dalil." He said, "Don't they know that Allah Ta'ala ya'khudhu sadaqat, Allah Ta'ala takes sadaqah. Allah takes it and He takes it. And what does He do? He builds and He grows it. He cultivates it." He said, "Don't worry, you're investing with me. All investors in the world, all the Wall Streets in the world, all the businesses in the world can never compare to the investing of Allah. Allah that He takes something so small and He grows it until the day of judgment. You come and you see the sadaqah. It's like a mountain of reward, subhanAllah. This is what Allah will give us on Qiyamah because of these things. But what about this world? Subhanallah, Shaykh, you're talking all this big game. You're talking about the fadl and karam and rahmah. What about this world? I'm telling you, Allah will drive the channels of rizq to your wealth. Allah will drive the channels of rizq to your wealth. Rasulullah is a hadith of his. He said that if you want to remove bala, if you want to remove hardships and difficulty, he says, meet it with sadaqah. I'm sorry, Anas radiallahu anhu said that when a trial from Allah comes and sadaqah comes, mashallah, whichever one comes first, that's the one that will be hit to you. So if you give sadaqah, Allah will protect you from trials. Number one. Number two is Rasulullah gave us an example, a beautiful example. He said, a man, mashallah, was watching the clouds one day. In Bani Israel, Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah said, a man was watching the clouds, okay? And he saw the clouds, and one of the clouds was talking to the other one and said, "Go to such and such person's garden and we'll pour water down." Right? And the man's like, "Talking clouds, what am I smoking?" Right? Now he's like, he's so surprised about what he just heard. And he's so impressed. He said, "I have to follow these clouds." So he follows them and he watches them and he goes and then he sees this garden. MashaAllah, the guy's inside and the rain is literally just falling down on his garden. Allahu Akbar, just on his garden straight. So then he goes inside and says, "Oh, Sahibul Hadiqa." He said, "The man of the garden, what are you doing? Because I just want to let you know." He's like, "Why did you come to my garden and everything?" He says, "I heard your name being discussed among the clouds. And I want to know, what are you doing that makes the rain come down?" He said, "I would never tell you, but because you're asking and because you're telling me about such an impressive matter," he said, "I divide my wealth into three. I say one third for myself, one third to invest back into the produce, into the garden, and one third for sadaqah." And because Allah Ta'ala brings down the channels of sadaqah to him. I'm telling you, brothers of Islam, you want to see someone who understood what you do with wealth. You look at Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam is someone who's so incredible. He can move with the wind wherever he wanted. Morning and evening, he can go 1 month's journey like an airplane he had in the past. He can go 1 month's journey with such a quick speed, mashallah. This is Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, what did he do with the wealth that Allah gave him? يَعْمَلُونَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبٍ وَتَمَاثِيلٍ وَجَوَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَجِثَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَقُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ. Better, just 5 minutes, man. We're almost done, inshallah. I promise, okay? Just 5 minutes, inshallah. Okay, I'm watching the time, inshallah. Don't worry. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said that he used to create these beautiful sanctuaries for Allah. He used to create monuments for Allah. He used to make, mashallah, these jifan. You know, dig, right? This dig, right? Jifan, dig, right? This is the big pot. How big were the what do you do with these digs? You cook in them. These pots that Sulaiman alayhi salam used to have were massive. Kal jawab. They were like lake size. The sadaqah that he used to give on the regular, the amount of people he used to feed from this huge dig that he used to use, this huge pot he used to use. Wa quduri rasiyat. They used to come and eat from these digs, right? And mashallah, he had these huge cauldrons that he used to cook the food in. So he used to cook the food in these big cauldrons. Quduri rasiyat, the word that Allah that uses, the word used for mountains. They're huge cauldrons that used to have, they used to cook food in. And then subhanAllah, they used to be poured onto the plate and people used to eat from them, mashallah. This Sulaiman alayhi salam, one time he was gifted horses, war horses, beautiful horses, as if he were given 1,000 Mercedes. Oh, mashallah, what is on the Mustang? It's the horse. That is the mashallah. Imagine the Ferrari, Jazakallah. 1,000 of them. He was given, and he was so much in love with them. He was stroking them and petting them and taking care of them. Mashallah, you, man, subhanAllah, everyone loves it. You got a nice car. You sweep it, you clean it, you do everything, mashallah. That's your car, baby, mashallah. That's what it is, right? Sometimes you even name her, mashallah. Right? You give it a name like Betsy or Rebecca, whatever, right? SubhanAllah, people do that, mashallah. He loves the car so much. What happened was he ended up missing his time of zikr after Asr. He had a time of the Asr, he used to remember Allah Ta'ala. And for that one moment, he forgot to because he was distracted by them. So he forgot his zikr in front of Allah. So what did he do? He said that, Inni ahbabtu hubbul khayr an zikr Rabbi. He said that I ended up loving these horses more than my love of my Allah. So then he took a knife and he started to slaughter every single one of them and gave out the meat as sadaqah. He said, no, I cannot accept this. Any dunya that distracts me is dunya. And this is not something I'm using for Allah anymore. I'm using it for myself, mashallah. These are the people, mashallah, ta'ala. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And my brothers in Islam, if you want to see an example, see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was someone that when people used to come to him, they said, we never heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever say no. When people used to come to him, Rasulullah used to give them something. And people used to be so mean to him, so rude to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You think he's having a good time? People used to come and try to force their way into Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. One person, he saw someone being given 100 camels. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, and he started this long poem. He started to fill up the ears with this poem. Rasulullah said, please, Agnini an lisani hada. Please stop this man's tongue from talking anymore. Give him 100 camels so he can leave me alone. One person came so rude to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, and then the Prophet still gave them. They said, Ya Rasulullah, these people are so rude to you. They said that innam khayyanuni. These people gave me the choice. They wanted me to be a rude and arrogant person with them. And I did not choose that, I gave to them. And they wanted me to be stingy. And he said, I'm not a stingy person, Rasulullah said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he came home and he saw that there was a goat that was being distributed. And mashallah, everything was being distributed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, continue to distribute. He comes back home and he sees that only the shoulder is left. Right, of the goat. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and says, Ya Aisha, what is left of the goat? She said, Ma baqiya illa katifuha. She said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing remains except for the shoulder. Rasulullah said, No, Aisha. Baqiya kulluha ghayra katifiha. Everything remains except the shoulder. With Allah, everything remains. Because brothers of Islam, I want you to know and remember this. From the bottom of my heart, I tell you. Really, from the bottom of my heart, I tell you. The only money you really have is that which you have on Qiyamah. Because everything else you leave is left for your inheritors. Everything else you leave is for your inheritors. Whatever you do for yourself, that's what you do. The sadaqah jari you do for yourself. The sadaqah you do for yourself, inshallah. You benefit others through your ma'al, inshallah ta'ala. That's what you should do. Think about your own situation. Because brothers of Islam, when you hit the qabr and there's no family, no wealth, nothing at all anymore, that time, subhanAllah, the sadaqah will come. The sadaqah will come. You want to know what the terrifying time is? When the grave comes like this and squeezes you like this. At this time when the grave squeezes you, what dollar bills will help? What azab, when the azab of the fire comes into the grave, what will help at that time? What will help benefit us from the money? None of that will help until you did it before you got there. Because the hadith of Rasulullah says, when the azab wants to come, the sadaqah comes and intervenes between that and a person. On Qiyamah, you will see, while everyone is burning through the heat of the sun being so close, the man who gave sadaqah, lillahi ta'ala, he is under a shade. That shade is one shade. Rasulullah said that the throne of Allah Ta'ala will give you a shade. You have access to that shade. But it's more than that. Rasulullah said another hadith that while people's hisab is being done, Allah gives you your own personal private cloud because that is your sadaqah you used to give. This is what people do because of their sadaqah. My brothers in Islam, mashallah, I don't want to take any longer. Because mashallah, I tell you, I can go on for a lot. This is something I'm very passionate about. Because we're missing out people that are being kareem these days. We have very little kareem people anymore. Never have we had a lack of resources, but the lack of generosity has always been there in this ummah. It's what's made us suffer so much. Because I can't believe that people have poor family members and they're not helping them. And I can't believe that people are poor around us and we're not helping them. And more importantly, inshallah, people often ask this. They say, Sheikh, I'm trying my best. I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying to go broke. You got a plan to retire. Retire. Okay, I'm really telling you. I'm not telling you be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I'm saying a reasonable amount that you give, inshallah, and small amount of pocket change that you have if people come to you ready to give the pocket change. That's all you have to do, mashallah. Really, it's not that complicated. We should, inshallah, if any door of sadaqah comes, you give, inshallah. Don't be stingy, don't be scared. The hadith of Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ibn Adam, unfiq, unfiq, unfiq alik. Oh, Ibn Adam, spend, I will spend on you. Allah says, you spend, I'll spend on you. But more important, inshallah, is not even more important than the money part. Is the fact that, mashallah, people often say, Shaykh, you're giving bayan, what can I do? Say, give bayan, you think I run the bayan, man? People came in for the food, man, subhanAllah. What are you thinking? I said, subhanAllah, do you understand how many volunteers are here? How many people are doing khidmah of deen to make sure, mashallah, that people, alhamdulillah, can, alhamdulillah, eat afterwards, right? You know, Allahu Akbar, right? You want to help. You want to help. I'm telling you, people ask many times, Riyaz Bhai, about benefiting the madrasa. They say, can I give any sadaqah to the madrasa? I said, mashallah, don't worry. My sadaqah comes from two rakats in front of Allah. I make dua to Allah. I still read Surah Waqiyah. Allah gives. I'm telling you, don't doubt Allah. The thing is that, mashallah, someone will be generous, very kind, mashallah. He will give without even his left hand knowing, mashallah. That's the type of person he is, right? He gives like that, mashallah ta'ala. I tell you, subhanAllah, the money is not the issue. I don't have resources of people. Human resources is the problem. I want to have more teachers. No one wants to teach. Right? Everyone's engaged in everything else. If you had a teacher, mashallah, you can do these things. Similarly, brothers and sisters in Islam, you have, mashallah, hundreds of people right here, mashallah ta'ala. How many volunteers are there? 10, maybe, mashallah. And then what do people do? They act like, subhanAllah, these people are waiters. Forgive me if I go a little bit harsh, Riyaz bhai. Forgive me, okay? We act like we're waiters, subhanAllah. The volunteers, mashallah, are the same people like you and I. They're people that, subhanAllah, have families, have kids, have their own thinking to go back home and to take some rest in the bed and everything. But what do? We leave our plate there. The first effort you should do is be kareem, be generous, pick up your own plate, drop your own stuff off. SubhanAllah, why are we such low people that people need to serve us? The Rasulullah said, Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yad as-sufla. The upper giving hand is better than the lower taking hand. Do better by doing stuff for other people. Secondly, subhanAllah, at the end, mashallah, everyone's eating so well, subhanAllah. Do you ever think about who's the one picking up everything? Allahu Akbar, there are people that have to pick up the tarps, right? Have to fold up everything, throw everything away. I want, inshallah, that right now, people, look, if you want to show yourself how kareem you are, give your time. Give your time. Raise a hand, inshallah. Say today you'll volunteer to help out, inshallah. To say, you know what, these brothers, mashallah, we have one brother, alhamdulillah, another brother, mashallah. This is the thing that we need to see. Brothers, inshallah, at the end of the thing, just wait a little bit, help to pick up everything, inshallah. It will help out so much. The sisters are literally crying on the sister side. There's so much work to be done. Allahu Akbar, if we have like one time's work, they have two times or three times work. Sisters, inshallah, pick up your own plate. Do your own work. Be kareem. Don't let people serve you. That's a very lowly thing. Serve others. We serve the ulama because of their makan, because of their status, but don't do that to other people. My brothers in Islam, is my request to you. Burlington, mashallah, has grown so much, mashallah. And I'm telling you, the amount of volunteering you can do in this place is so much. Don't belittle yourself, don't lower yourself. Volunteer. This is the way you can be kareem, inshallah ta'ala. I guarantee the way people give sadaqah, Allah will give you that reward as well. And last but not least, mashallah, this is mashallah today, this year marks the 25th year of MCSS, mashallah. This is mashallah, the silver medal, right? 50 is like gold, mashallah, right? Allahu Akbar. May Allah reward and accept these brothers' efforts, mashallah ta'ala. May Allah accept them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. They've done millions and millions of dollars of effort, collected zakat and distributed it. The things that you and I need to do for the poor, they've been doing it on the regular, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With mashallah, such sincerity, such mashallah, they're doing these things. Again, they're all volunteers. There's no money that they're receiving for it. Just doing fi sabilillah to help the people around us, mashallah ta'ala. It's my reminder to everyone, the first people that deserve sadaqah is your family members. The second people that deserve sadaqah are the poor people around you. Now, if you have four family members that are sadaqah acceptable, this is nur ala nur, mashallah. Take advantage, right? The poor people around us have this requirement. The thing is that mashallah, MCSS, alhamdulillah, receive generous donations. May Allah accept everyone's donations. But they need people, inshallah, to come in and actually go and take the food to the people that need it. And all it's going to require is you come at 11:45 to ISBCC, pick up a box, just drive your way back home. Just take one left turn or one right turn. You provided food to people who needed it, subhanAllah. That person will make dua for you. That dua is so valuable in the Allah Ta'ala, in front of Allah. That's all you have to do, inshallah. Please make intention, inshallah, tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Mashallah. Every third Saturday, right, of the month, mashallah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. And if you have, mashallah, skills, IT skills, or any other skill that you feel like you can teach people, then mashallah ta'ala, MCSS is also looking for people to teach other people. If you feel like you can do those things, inshallah, be my guest, inshallah. This is beautiful sadaqah that you can do for yourself. This is sadaqah jariyah, inshallah ta'ala. And last but not least, inshallah ta'ala, if you know people that are needy, that are not asking, this is the big thing, subhanAllah. I tell you, Mawlana can't do everything. We go visit so many poor people and so many sick people, so many things. Well, I'm exhausted, man. I tell you, I'm exhausted. You think after bayan, I'm a happy person? I'm exhausted, man. SubhanAllah, if you know someone that needs help, please, inshallah, send them our way. Bring them to us. Or you go and give to them, inshallah. We can help so many people. One person came over the snowstorm and I felt bad because I couldn't get a person in time to them. They said, I need help to clean my driveway. Unfortunately, I couldn't find someone at that time. May Allah forgive me. It's my mistake and my nuqsa. I think about these things all the time. But inshallah, we should be more ready to help each other. Don't worry about these small little things. Allah will forgive everything, inshallah. But be ready to serve others, because that's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us tawfiq and afiyah. May Allah grant us barak and khair. May Allah protect, ya Rabbal Alamin, all the sadaqat we've done. May Allah make it only for His sake, ya Allah. May Allah make it on the day of judgment that we meet Him and He's happy with us, and that this sadaqah will be a shade for us, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah make us people that are shakur and ghafoor, ya Allah. People that love to give and people that are all thankful to Allah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all barak and khair, inshallah. Please make dua for the Nur Zaman bhai. His father-in-law has been very sick for a number of days. And now he's in critical condition. He's not able to eat or drink anymore. Please make Allah take him shifa kamil ajira. Return him back to full health, ya Rabbi. I mean, ya Allah grant afiyah for the family, ya Rabbi. I mean, please make all of my friends. He had a close family member that had to be rushed to the ER. May Allah grant the shifa kamil ajira. Return him home safely, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.